Last week we saw the Mishnah, where Hillel encourages us to emulate Aaron and be an Ohev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. Last week we spoke about the values of Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. Today we want to complete our discussion of this by speaking about how Aaron and Hillel, who tells us to emulate Aaron, accomplished this goal. The Avot Rabbi Natan speaks about how Aaron inspired people, both in their Bin Adam Lamakom, and in their relationships, Ben Adam L'Chavero, because Shalom, of course, includes both. Avos Torah Nassim says that Aaron, by saying Shalom to people, by building his relationships even with Rishayim, this caused people to hold themselves to a higher standard. Because if a person knew that Aaron valued him, that Aaron would say hello to him, he wanted to live up to a higher standard so he would not be embarrassed when he saw the person who respected him. Avoster Reb Nosson continues and says, famously, that when two people would have a fight, Aaron would go to speak to each of them and tell each of them how the other wanted to make up with them to lessen the animosity and the anger that existed between two people fighting. In Masechet Kala, the Braita there calls this the umnus of Aaron. It was an expertise of Aaron. And it speaks there, as we just mentioned, Avoster Reb Nosson, about how he made peace between two friends fighting. It also speaks how he made peace between husband and wife. He would go to a husband who he heard made up with his wife to reinforce it, and says, I heard that you made up, and I want you to realize that it's very wise for you to make up, because if you get divorced, are you so sure you'll be able to find someone else who's as good? And even if you find someone else, what will this woman say to the woman you plan to marry about what kind of husband you are? Interesting to see the psychology that Aaron would employ. Masechet Kala says this is why all of the Jewish people, men and women, had a warm spot in their heart for Aaron. And that's why it says in Bamidbar Perekhaf, when Aaron died, Vayivku et Aaron Shloshim Yom Kol Beit Yisrael, not just Bnei Yisrael, but Beit Yisrael. The men and the women both cried for him because he had helped not only friends get back together, but husbands and wives get back together. To conclude this idea, it makes sense that it would be Hillel who would encourage us to emulate Aaron. In this Ben Adam L'Chavero, the Gemara in Shabbat tells many beautiful stories about how Hillel worked with other people, was tolerant of other people. One story speaks about how two people made a bet, one bet that he could get Hillel angry, and he did everything to anger Hillel. He came as Hillel was in the shower on Erev Shabbat to ask him silly questions, and Hillel put up with it, tolerated it, worked to maintain healthy relationships with people. The Gemara then continues and talks about a number of episodes where Gerim came to both Shammai and Hillel with outlandish requests for how to be Megayer them, and Shammai rejected them, but Hillel worked with each of them and tried to bring them in anyway. The Gemara concludes that the Ger, one of these Gerim who was brought in by Hillel, showed his appreciation for the Anava, for the tolerance of Hillel, and how it helped bring him Tachat Kanfei Hashchina. Hillel himself was Mekayim, Oev Ezabrios, right? Odev Shalom, Oev Ezabrios, and Mekarvan LaTorah.